又平安的帮一个礼拜又带过来。
We thank the Lord that He has brought us safely once again through this week.
我们相信在这一段好像外面不是那么容易的一个环境里面，神我们主仍然负我们一切责任。
And even though there is this outward difficulty, our Lord is still taking responsibility for us.
让我们出入都得平安。
That our coming and going is all in peace.
那早晨愿意和弟兄姊妹继续来看一样福音。
We'd like to continue to share the Gospel of John this morning.
我们今天交通到主耶稣被捉拿和受审判。
And so today we'll be talking about the arrest and trial of the Lord.
我们先来读几处的圣经。
Let's first read.
到一样福音第十八章。
Let's read a few verses from the Bible. First John chapter 18.
我想跳着读哈。
And we'll read a few select sections.
我们先从第一节读到十一节。
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 11.
耶稣说了这话，就同门徒出去，过了希伦溪，在那里有一个园子，他和门徒进去了。
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the ravine of the Kidron, where there was a garden in which he entered with his disciples.
卖耶稣的犹大也知道那地方，因为耶稣和门徒屡次上那里去聚集。
Now Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place, for Jesus had often met there with his disciples.
犹大领了一队兵和祭司长并法利赛人的差役，拿着灯笼、火把、兵器，就来到园里。
Judas then, having received the Roman cohort and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons.
耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事，就出来对他们说，你们找谁？
So Jesus, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to them, Whom do you seek?
他们回答说，找拉撒人耶稣。耶稣说，我就是。卖他的犹大也同他们站在那里。
They answered him, Jesus the Nazarene.He said to them, I am he. Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with him.
耶稣一说我就是，他们就退后倒在地上。
So when he said to them, I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground.
他又问他们说，你们找谁？他们说，找拿撒勒耶稣。
Therefore he again asked them, Whom do you seek? And they said, Jesus the Nazarene.
耶稣说，我已经告诉你们，我就是，你们若找我，就让这些人去吧。
Jesus answered, I told you that I am he, so if you seek me, let these go their way.
这要应验耶稣从前的话说，你所赐给我的人，我没有失落一个。
To fulfill the word which he spoke, of those whom you have given me, I lost not one.
西门彼得带着一把刀就拔出来，将大祭司仆人砍了一刀，削掉他的右耳。那仆人名叫马勒古。
Simon Peter, then having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's slave and cut off his right ear. And the slave's name was Malchus.
耶稣就对彼得说，说刀入鞘吧，我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？
So Jesus said to Peter, Put the sword into the sheath. The cup which the Father has given me.Shall I not drink it?
我想再读十二节十三节。
Let's continue reading verses 12 and 13.
那对兵和切务长并犹太人的差役就拿住耶稣，把他捆绑了，先带到亚拿面前，因为亚拿是本人做大祭司，该亚法的岳父。
Verses 12 and 13. So the Roman cohort and the commander and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him, and led him to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas.High priest that year.
再从24节读到40节。
Then let's skip ahead to verse 24 and we'll read to 40.
亚拿就把耶稣解到大祭司该亚法那里，人是捆着解去的。
So Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest.
西门彼得正站着烤火，有人对他说，你不也是他的门徒吗？彼得不承认说，我不是。
Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself, so they said to him, You are not also one of his disciples, are you? He denied it and said, I am not.
有大祭司的一个仆人是彼得削掉耳朵那人的亲属说，我不是看见你同他在园子吗？
One of the slaves of the high priest, being a relative of the one whose ear Peter cut off, said, Did I not see you in the garden with him?
彼得又不承认历史基就叫了。
Peter then denied it again, and immediately a rooster crowed.
众人将耶稣从该亚法那里往衙门内解去，那时天还早，他们自己却不进衙门，恐怕沾了污秽，不能吃逾越节的宴席。
Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas into the praetorium, and it was early, and they themselves did not enter into the praetorium so that they would not be defiled, but might eat the Passover.
比拉多就出来到他们那里说，你们告这人是为什么事呢？
Therefore Pilate went out to them and said, what accusation do you bring against this man?
他们回答说，这人若不是作恶的，我们就把他交给你。
They answered and said to him, if this man were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him to you.
比拉多说：“你们自己带他去，按着你们律法审问他吧。”犹太人说：“我们没有杀人的权柄。”
So Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law." The Jews said to him, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death."
这要应验耶稣所说的，自己将要怎样死的话了。
To fulfill the word of Jesus which he spoke, signifying by what kind of death he was about to die.
比拉多又进了衙门，叫耶稣来对他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”
Therefore, Pilate entered again into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
耶稣回答说：“这话是你自己说的，还是别人怒我对你说的呢？”
Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?"
耶稣回答说：“比拉多说，我其实犹太人呢，你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事呢？
Pilate answered, I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done?
耶稣回答说，我的国不属这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人，只是我的国不属这世界。
Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world.If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm.
比拉多就对他说，这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Therefore Pilate said to him, so you are a king. Jesus answered, you say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth.Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
比拉多说，我真理是什么呢？说了这话又出来到犹太人那里对他们说，我查不出他有什么罪来。
Pilate said to him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no guilt in him.
但你们有个规矩，在逾越节要我给你们释放一个人，你们要我给你们释放犹太人王吗？
But you have a...custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you wish then that I release for you the king of the Jews?
他们又喊着说，不要这人，要巴拉巴，这巴拉巴是个强盗。
So they cried out again, saying, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.
好，我们最后再看路加福音二十二章。
I'll finally read the book of Luke, chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章，我们读一节，五十三节。
We'll read one verse, verse 53.
这是当那些兵丁来捉拿耶稣的时候，耶稣对他们所说的话。
This is the words that the Lord Jesus said to those soldiers that came to arrest him.
我天天同你们在殿里，你们不下手拿我，现在却是你们的时候，黑暗掌权了。
Luke 22:53.While I was with you daily in the temple, you did not lay hands on me, but this hour and the power of darkness are yours.
我们特别注意到最后一句话，他说，现在却是你们的时候，黑暗掌权了。
Let's pay attention to this last part of the verse, but this hour and the power of darkness are yours.
请低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.
主，感谢你，你又将一次一次带领我们来到你面前。
Lord, we truly thank you that you, time and again, call us to gather before you.
虽然我们不能够和弟兄姊妹好像肉身在一起，但是我们感谢你，你的灵仍然在我们当中。
Even though we cannot be physically together, your spirit is still amongst us.
你的圣灵仍然做工在你的教会当中。
And your Holy Spirit continues to work in your church.
因着这个环境有所间隔，让我们一定之间实在没有间隔。
Even though we are limited in some fashion by the circumstances, you are not limited.
你仍然能够借着你话来向我们说话。
And through your word, you continue to speak to us.
让我们常常回到你话语的当中，更多思想你在地上的行踪。
And as we read your word, we consider how you acted amongst us.
好像我们真是更多认识你，也就知道更多宝贵你。
That we would know you more and treasure you more.
也更多爱你，也更多愿意服侍你。
To love you more and to be willing to serve you more.
但早晨这段时间，你仍然在圣灵里面丰富与我们同在。
And we thank you that you have prepared these words and for us and that you are with us.
我们仍然求你宝血的覆庇我们。
May your precious blood cover us.
那我们在宝血的保护底下，我们在这里能够坦然无惧来到世人座前。
And that under the cover of blood, we can come boldly before your throne.
我们仰望在你面前。
We await before you.
你听我们祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
能祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想我们今天早晨呢，继续来看约翰福音。
I want to continue sharing the Gospel of John with you all this morning.
我们上次交通到约翰福音十七章，那是主耶稣上十字架之前的一个祷告。
And last time we shared John chapter 17, which was the prayer before the Lord Jesus went to the cross.
这个祷告被称为是一个大祭司的一个祷告。
And this prayer became known as the high priestly prayer.
我们看主耶稣在那里为他自己的荣耀祷告。
And we see the Lord Jesus, they are praying for his own glory.
这个荣耀原来是属他自己的。
And this glory was his own to begin with.
有一天主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候，他倒空一切。
And when the Lord Jesus came down to earth as a man, he poured out all of himself.
他放下他一切的荣耀。
And he laid aside this glory.
现在因着要很快受死，要重新享受一副原来同有的那个荣耀。
And so right now, before he was to suffer death, he took back this glory that he had.
那在这个祷告里面，我们也看见主耶稣在那为那些信他的人祷告。
And here we see that the Lord prayed for those who believed in him.
为那些相信他的人一个合一的一个祷告。
That they would be unified and united.
主耶稣再来说这个合一的祷这个合一呢是像他和父之间那种合一。
And he asked that their unity would be as the unity exhibited between himself and God the Father.
像神和他儿子的那种合一。
That unity between the Father, God the Father and God the Son.
这是一个同一个生命同一个性质的一个合一。
It's the unity of the same life and belief.
感谢主，主因着他救赎所完成工作，他就把这个生命赐给了我们。
We thank the Lord that when He completed this work, He gave this life to all of us.
叫我们有与神共有的一个生命。
That we would share in the same life as the Lord.
也因着这个生命，让我们今天所有信主的人也能够合而为一。
And that.All of us who believe in the Lord would be united together.
这是一个真正的合一。
And this is a true unity.
因为这是个里面的合一，这是一个生命的合一。
This is a unity that is within, a unity of life.
这个合一主已经做成了。
And this is a unity that the Lord has already accomplished.
所以在以弗所书第四章，保罗告诉我们说，我们要保守这个合一。
And so in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul tells us that we have to hold fast to this unity.
我们要保守那圣灵所赐一个合一，或者说合一的灵，合一的心。
And we have to hold fast to this spirit and heart of unity.
然后他就讲到这个一里面呢有七方面，一个是身体是一个，圣灵是一个。
And so of this unity, there are seven parts, this is in body and one in spirit.
蒙召有同一个指望。
And there's one hope of our calling.
一个主，一个信。
One Lord, one faith.
一个喜，一个神。
One baptism, one God.
在这里提到七个一。
And there are seven ones listed here.
所以这是一个完全的合一。
So this is a complete unity, a perfect unity.
今天这个一呢，这七个一是我们蒙恩以后一同共有的一个。
And so this unity is something that all of us have after we have believed.
这也是我们今天合一的一个根据。
And so this is a foundation of our unity.
这是一个教会合一真正的一个基础。
And this is a truth of the unity of the church.
我们今天每个人只要站在这个根基上，我们在那边保守，叫这个合一能够保守。
As long as we stand on this foundation, then we can remain firm in this unity.
这个合一显出来的时候，我想这个就是一个基督的一个见证的一个显明。
And if we can demonstrate this unity, then I think this is a testimony of the Lord.That we can
make.
So today we need to pursue and preserve this unity.
And
so at the beginning of John chapter
18, it begins by saying,
When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the ravine of the Kidron, and there was a garden.
他说耶稣说了这话。
It says, after the Lord Jesus spoke these words.
我想这句话也可以，这些话，说这话，我想这个话呢，可以包括从约翰福音十三章一直讲到十七章。
So these words that he had spoken, I believe they begin in John chapter 13 and they continue through John chapter 17.
包括这个十七章这些祷告的话。
And it includes.These words of the prayer in chapter 17.
所以当耶稣讲完这些话以后，他就出去，然后他就来到一个园子。
And so after he said these words, he left and he came to this garden.
我们知道这个园子就是那个克西马尼园。
And so we know this garden is the garden of Gethsemane.
哦，在其他三卷福音书里面都记载，主耶稣在这个克西马尼园里面有三次向父在那祷告。
And the Gospels record that in this garden, he prayed to the Lord three times.
在这个三次祷告里面，其他三卷福音书在描述到主耶稣祷告的时候是极其难过，非常忧伤。
And the other Gospels record that in these prayers, the Lord Jesus was greatly distressed and sorrowful.
他心里非常沉重，甚至几乎要死。
And his heart was very heavy, and to the point that he wanted to die.
为什么主耶稣在那里向父祷告的时候，他所显出来是这样一个情形呢？
And so, why was this the state of the Lord when he was praying to God the Father?
因为在其他三卷福音书里面，那也是重在主耶稣的一个救赎、赎罪。
Because this is in the other Gospels, it records that this is part of the work of salvation to take away.The sins of men.
所以甚至路加福音在那告诉我们说，他祷告的时候呢，汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
And in Luke it says that he was sweating and crying tears with water mixed with blood.
需要有天使在那显现加添他力量。
And to the point where angels had to be there to give him strength.
所以很显然，主耶稣在那祷告的时候，里面心是非常沉重的。
And so we know that as the Lord Jesus was praying there, his heart was heavy.
因为他面对十字架死的时候呢，他显出那一种非常忧伤的一个光景。
And so as he was faced with the cross, he was showing this very sorrowful experience.
为什么其他福音书是这样描述呢？
Why do the other Gospels show Jesus in this way? And so, because the Lord Jesus was there standing as a position of a man, showing a man's weakness. As he was taking the sins of a man upon himself, he was being pressed by the Lord's righteousness.
以致我们看见他祷告的时候是极其沉重、极其难过、忧伤。
And we see his prayer was heavy and he was filled with sorrow. But the Gospel of John does not record the Lord Jesus praying in the garden.
我们在一再提到，一样福音，它主题乃是讲到这个神的儿子这永远的生命。And
we know that the Gospel of John, main point is that the eternal life of the Son of God.
讲到他的神性那种尊贵荣耀威严。Speaking
of his divinity and his glory.
所以一样福音讲到主的受死这件事情，或说他受苦呢？
And so when the Gospel of John talks about the Lord Jesus and his suffering,
不是重在救赎,
it's focused not on the salvation,
而是重在释放生命,
but the setting free of life.
所以这是一个荣耀生命的释放。
So this is a glorious release.
因为呢，他的受死就脱离了肉身的限制。
Because after he died, he would be set free from his mortal the limits on his
mortality.
And he would be unlimited again.
所以在前面他也告诉我们说，他说人子得荣耀时候到了。
And he said, the time of the Son of Man has come.
人子得荣耀的时候到了。The
time for the Son of Man to be glorified has come.
他从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归向他。
And he would be lifted up, so all people would come and bow before him and give him glory.
我看见在十七章里面那个祷告实在蛮有荣耀的一个感觉。
And so in chapter 17, his prayer had this feeling of great glory.
那一直要显明这个神的儿子，他神性方面这个显出来那一种荣耀，那一种尊贵的一个生命。
And so that he would be able to exhibit this life filled with glory.
那我们从圣经里面也看见，圣经提到三个原子。
And so when we read the Bible mentions three different gardens.
头一个就是创世纪第三章那所告诉我们伊甸园。
The first is in Genesis chapter 3, the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园是始祖亚当犯罪的一个地方。
And the Garden of Eden is where our ancestor Adam sinned.
始祖亚当在那里背离神，没有听从神的话。
And Adam there turned away from the Lord and didn't obey the Lord.
吃了神所禁止的知识三个树上的果实。
And he ate from the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which the Lord had prohibited.
所以罗马书告诉我们说，罪就因一人进了这个世界。
The Bible tells us that through one man, sin entered the world.
因一人的悖逆呢，众人就成了罪人。
And through one man's sin, all have sinned.
而第二个原子就是在这里。
And the second garden is here, the garden
of Gethsemane. 克西玛利呢，是神的儿子耶稣基督顺服的一个地方。
And this is a place where the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, was faithful.
他顺服父的旨意。
He was faithful to the Lord's will.
以致叫神救赎工作得以成功。
That the work of the Lord's salvation would be accomplished.
所以罗马书第三告诉我们说，因一人的顺从而众人也成为义人。And
so in Romans 5, it tells us through one man's obedience, all men were justified.
头一个人亚当在伊甸园里面所失去的呢？
And so in Adam, what was lost in the Garden of Eden?
第二个人基督呢，在克西马尼园把它恢复过来。
Was recovered by the second man in the Garden of Gethsemane.
亚当所失去的就是神起初造人的时候。
What Adam lost was when the Lord first created man.
神在祝福人的时候是把神一切的荣耀、权柄、能力都赐给他。
What was gifted to man was all the glory and dominion and power that God had given to man.
因着亚当失败，这一切都失去了。
And because of Adam's failure, all these things were lost.
现在因着主耶稣基督顺服父的旨意, 把这一切所失去的重新再恢复过来。
And through the Lord Jesus, all of these things that were lost were now recovered.
把神所祝福给人这一切呢，再次恢复在蒙恩的人身上。
And all the blessings that the Lord had prepared were recovered and now given to those who believe it.
感谢神，今天我相信主耶稣基督，神一切丰富、荣耀、尊贵、权柄、能力都赐给，都在基督里面赐给了我们。
And we thank the Lord that for all of us who believe in Him, all the glory, honor, power, dominion that belong to the Lord have been given through Him to us.
圣经也讲到第三个原子。
And the Bible also talks of a third garden.
就是启示录末了告诉我们所称的那个神的乐园。
It is the end of Revelations, which is God's eternal garden.
是神永远旨意最后成全的时候，神乐园要出现。
And so, at the end of God's eternal purpose, that glorious andWonderful garden would appear.
当然有生命的果实要赐给人。
And there he would give the fruit of life to man.
当然有生命的活水要赐给人喝，供应人，满足人。
And he would give the living water to people to satisfy them.
而这一切就是在约翰福音里面十八、十九、二十章里面所记载。
And this is recorded in chapters 18, 19, and 20.
这三章里面讲了主耶稣的受苦、他受死、和他复活，所带给我们所有属灵的福气。
And so these chapters record when the Lord Jesus suffered and died and was resurrected, and all the blessings that he gave to us through his salvation.
所以十八章在这里记载主耶稣在那里怎样被捉拿，怎样在之后怎样被带到那个。大祭司那里被带到比拉多那里受审判。
Chapter 18 speaks of when Jesus was arrested and taken before Pilate to be judged.
所以当主耶稣在园子的时候呢，犹大就带了一队兵丁，还有祭司长、法利赛人，他们的差役呢，他们要来捉拿耶稣。
And so when Jesus was in the garden, Judas came with a bunch of soldiers and Pharisees, and they came to arrest the Lord Jesus.
我们知道约翰福音里面有好几次提到说犹太人要捉拿耶稣要杀害他只是没有人下手。
We know that John records many times that the Jews attempted to arrest or hurt the Lord Jesus, but no one dared to lift a hand before this.
因为他的时候还没有到。
Because time had not yet come.
但是现在时候到了。
But now the time has arrived.
所以刚刚我们读到路加福音二十二章那里，所以是对那些要来捉拿他的人说。
And so in Luke chapter 22, when they came to arrest him, what did he say?
他说：“我天天同你们在殿里面，你们不下手拿我。”
He said, "While I was with you daily in the temple, you did not lay hands on me."
现在却是你们的时候了。
But this hour is yours.
现在是他们的时候呀。
The time at that point was theirs.
当然这个时候也是主耶稣的时候到了。
And also it was the time for the Lord Jesus had arrived as well.
底下一句话，黑暗掌权了。
And then following the power of darkness.
所以当主耶稣被捉拿的时候呢，这是一个黑暗掌权的一个时候。
So,when the Lord Jesus was arrested, there it was the power of darkness was.
所以从十八章十九章以后所发生的事情都在这个黑暗掌权的时候。
So the events of chapter 18 and 19 occurred when the power of darkness was great.
他在那被捉拿，在那受审判。
There he was arrested and judged.
甚至彼得三次在那否认主，失败跌倒。
And there Peter denied the Lord three times and failed and fell.
都是黑暗掌权的时候。
And it was because then the power of darkness reigned.
这个让我们可以看见这个今天整个世代为什么充满了许多败坏罪恶的事情不法的事情。
So we see today, why are so many evil and corrupt things happening in the world today?
背后真正的原因呢是说 黑暗掌权的时候，是黑暗掌权了。
Behind all these things, we see that the power of darkness is reigning.
所以使徒约翰在他的书籍里面也告诉我们说，全世界都落在恶者的手下。
And so the gospel tells us that the whole world has fallen into the hands of the evil one.
落在他的辖制底下。
It's under his rule.
但是当我们看这里的时候，神的儿子耶稣基督在这个黑暗掌权的时候。
And we see the Lord Jesus here when the power of darkness was reigning.
他如何将神的儿子那生的尊贵、威严、荣耀，还有把他丰盛的生命把它彰显出来。
The Lord Jesus, with his life and the glory he revealed at this time.
这就是为什么约翰福音里面许多记载和其他三卷福音所记载有很大一些不同。
And this is why the Gospel of John,when it records the events of the Lord Jesus' life, seem to be different from the other Gospels.
我想等一下我会慢慢来交通。
And I think later we will slowly explain.
所以当这个黑暗掌权的时候，
So when this darkness was reigning,
我们看见主耶稣他面对这样环境，面对他当时所处的一个处境的时候，他是怎样表现这个神儿子里面那种生命。
So we see when the Lord Jesus was in these circumstances, how did he exhibit the life of the Son of God?
这里告诉我们说，耶稣知道将要临到自己的一切事就出来。
And so, the Lord Jesus here it says, knowing what was coming upon him, he went forth and said to them.
他知道一切要临到的事情，一切事情呢，他知道这是父旨意。
He knew all these things.
要临到的事情。
That were coming, and he knew that it was the Lord's will that they would occur.
他来到地上，也就是为了这个时候。
And he came to earth just for this moment.
他自己就出来了。
And so he himself went forth.
他面对这些要捉拿他的人。
And he faced those who came to arrest him.
他出来表示他是把他自己交出来。
And he went forth means that he gave himself up.
他是把他自己交给这些人。
He gave himself to these men.
所以约翰福音十章那里告诉主耶稣的曾说，他们没有人夺我的命，是我自己舍了。
And John chapter 10 it says, No one has taken my life away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative.
是他甘心乐意顺服父的旨意。
That he was wholly willing to follow the Lord's will.
所以他在祷告父的时候说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
So he prayed, not according to my will, but according to your will.
所以我们看见这个神儿子的生命，它是一个顺服的生命。
And so we see the life of the Lord Jesus is the life of faithfulness.
用什么？同样，今天这个生命也是在我们里面。
So brothers and sisters, that same life is within us today.
现在神儿子的生命也是临到我们身，也是住在里面。
And that life also dwells within us.
所以今天我们处在这个黑暗掌权的时代。
So as we are living in this.Time where darkness reigns.
若是我们知道临到我们身上一切事情都有神的更美意。
And all the things that occur to us are part of God's perfect will.
都有神智慧的安排和管理。
And are all arranged by His wisdom and power.
不管是好的事，坏的事。
Also, whether they're good things or bad things.
不管是艰难的事情，不管是顺利的事情。
Whether they're difficult or easy things.
我们都相信，我们都知道是神在那里管理，有神的手在其中管理。
And we firmly believe that all of these things have the hand of the Lord there to arrange them.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们真是知道这么一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, if we know this thing,
我们就会学习顺服下来。
Then we would learn to be faithful.
我们就不会在花言巧语，我们就在信心里面。接受神所养给我们的环境。
And there we would not complain, but we would accept what the Lord has given to us.
真的诗篇三十九篇在那里说，我所遭遇的若是出于你，出于神的话，我就默然不语。
And so we would say, if this is from the Lord, then be silent and not complain.
愿神的儿子主耶稣基督在这里所表现出来的。
So we see what the Lord Jesus is exhibiting here.
是一个超越，是一个美丽的生命。
It is a very beautiful life.
我们今天处在这个黑暗掌权的时候，的确是一件是一个不容易的事情。
And for us to live in this time where the power of darkness reigns,
我们所处的环境是非常危险、非常艰难的，许多的网络、许多的陷阱。
And so our circumstances are filled with danger, and it's very difficult, and there are traps and snares around us.
特别对一个信徒人来说，这个时代对我们来说的确是个不容易的时代。
And for those of us who are believers, that this time is not easy.
许多引诱，许多试探。
There are so many trials and temptations.
我们面对这样时代，我们的表现，我们反应是如何？
And so as we face these times, what should our expression be?
我们更知道属灵事情实在是一件不容易的事情。
We know that these spiritual things are not easy.
所以这个才让我们知道需要更多努力去追求。
And so we see that we have to be more diligent to pursue.
因为都是好像我们真的好像过得很容易、很轻松的话，很快就落到这个恶者的权势底下。
If we think our life is easy and smooth, then very quickly we will find ourselves under the power of the evil one.
所以今天我们处在这个不容易邪恶时代里面。
So as we are living in this difficult and evil time,
我们怎样让神在身上的工作得以通达呢？
How can we allow God's work to proceed smoothly within us?
也常常是根据我们的心念有多少。
And also,
心念有多少
has to do with the faith that we have, how much faith we have.
神在身上做工就有多少。
Then the work of the Lord in us would be that much.
所以他特别是知道这一切事情要临到他身上的时候，他就出来。
So when the Lord Jesus knew that these things were coming to him, he came out.
他不是被动，他乃是主动把他自己交出来。
He was not passive, but active, and he handed himself over to them.
他在那里对他们说，你们找谁？
He said, whom do you seek?
他们回答说，找拉撒勒的耶稣。
And they said, Jesus the Nazarene.
讲到拉撒勒耶稣，又让我看见这是指的主耶稣卑微这方面来说的。
And so we see when they said Jesus the Nazarene, this is Jesus being
humble.
His humility as they were.
约翰福音开头这里记载，当腓力遇见主耶稣以后呢，他就来找他的兄弟拿单业。
So when Jesus started his ministry, Philip came to find his brother Nathaniel.
他对拉单说，摩西在律法上所写的众先知所记的那位我遇见的就是约瑟的儿子拉撒勒耶稣。
And so Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law also and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
拉单也在回答说，拉撒勒拉撒勒还能够出什么好的呢？
And Nathanael said to him, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
那就说这个拉撒勒这个地方，他能够出什么伟人，什么名人呢？
And so which is to say, Nazareth, can any great or famous people come from Nazareth?
这是一个小小的乡镇，这是没有名的一个地方。
This is a small town, like a backwater. No one knows.
出什么好的呢？
How many great people can come from this town?
路士人提到说耶路撒冷。
People said Jerusalem.
人知道这是个大城市，人说这是个大军的京城。
And they'll say this is a great city. This is a city of kings.
所以提到耶路撒冷，人总是想哦，这是一个好地方，这是个有文化水准的地方。
They'll say, Oh Jerusalem, this is a glorious place.
从这里出来的人一定做出非常好。
And the people that come out of here must be very great.
但是我们主耶稣他是从拉撒勒出来。
But our Lord Jesus came from Nazareth.
他被称为拉撒勒耶稣。
He became known as Jesus the Nazarene.
这是一个被轻看、被藐视的一个人，一个身份。
This is a person who is looked down upon.
所以虽然他在那里教训人，带着权柄。
And so when he was teaching people with great power,
他在那里行了异能,
and there he did miracles.
人可以在那稀奇说这人从哪里有这样的智慧异能呢?
And people began to say, oh, where did this man get this wisdom and these miracles?
他们那个在说这不是木匠的儿子吗?
And they would say, isn't he the son of a carpenter?
他的母亲他的兄弟他的妹妹我们都认识啊。
His mother and his brothers and sisters, we all know.
这些乃是说明他不过是一个普通人出生没有什么了不起啊。
Which is to say, his birth was very plain and it wasn't anything special.
结果人在那里就厌弃他。
And so people looked down upon him.
人在那里不接受他不接受这位要来弥赛亚基督。
And so they did not accept him, the Messiah that was to come.
Jesus.
Because his background of his birth was very... And they only recognized him outwardly, and so they looked down upon
him.
And so Isaiah prophesied as well, saying, he has no stately form or majesty that we would look upon him, or appearance that we should be attracted to him.
他被藐视，被人厌弃，人在掩面不看他。
He was despised and forsaken of men.
当主耶稣问他们说：“你们找谁？”
And so when the Lord Jesus said to them, "Who are you seeking?"
他们说：“找拿撒勒耶稣。”
They said, "Jesus the Nazarene."
主耶稣说：“我就是。”
And he said to them, "I am he."
当主说我就是的时候，
So when the Lord Jesus said, "I am he,"
圣经告诉我说，他们就退后倒在地上。
It says the Bible records that they drew back and fell to the ground.
从外面来看，他的确是个拉撒勒耶稣，是一个微小的人。
Outwardly, we see he is a Jesus of Nazareth, someone who is very, very small.
但是人却不知道在这个耶稣里面乃是神的生命，乃是神自己。
And so what they didn't see is that the life within him is of the Lord. The Lord.
我就是意思就是自有拥有的那位神。
And I am He. So that word means I am that I am the Lord.
神的荣耀隐藏在他里面。
The glory of the Lord is hidden in him.
但是当神荣耀从他身上显明出来的时候
When the glory of the Lord shone through him
神的威严显明出来的时候
When the glory of the Lord shone through him
没有一个人能够在他面前站立得住
No one would be able to stand before him
所以人一听见我就是的时候全部退后倒在地上
So when they heard I am he they all stepped back and fell to the ground
虽然这是个黑暗掌权的时候
Even though this is truly a time where the power of darkness reigned
但是却不影响神儿子尊贵荣耀生命的一个彰显
It does not inhibit the revealing of the Lord Jesus and his glory
当第二次主耶稣在问他们说你们找谁
And when he asked again, whom do you seek?
他们说找拿撒勒耶稣。
They said, Jesus of Nazarene.
主耶稣再一次告诉他们说我就是。
The Lord Jesus told them again, I am he.
他第二次在讲我就是的时候好像那个荣耀又隐藏起来。
And the second time he said, I am he, it seems that glory was hidden away again.
他的威严能力又隐藏起来了。
And his power was hidden away again.
而显出另外一种生命出来。
And he showed a second kind of life.
是那种温柔，那种爱的生命。
A life of gentleness and love.
他对那些人说：“你们若是找我，就让这些人去吧。”
And so he said to them, "If you seek me, then let these go their way."
就在这个非常危急的时刻里面，我们看主耶稣，他仍然顾到门徒。
And in these extreme circumstances, the Lord Jesus remembered his disciples.
仍然在那保护这些跟随他的人。
And he protected those who were following him.
他愿意一个人承担这些。
And it says, of whom you have given me, I lost not one.
让这些人去吧。
If you seek me, let these go.
以下说，这要应验耶稣从前的话，说你所赐给我的人没有一个失落。
And so it is to fulfill the word that he spoke, of those whom you have given me, I lost not one.
主所行的每一件事情都是为了叫他所说的话或说经上话都能应验。
And all the Lord said and did was to fulfill the words that he said in the Bible.
我们都是读到第十九章的时候，当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
And if we continue to read chapter 19, when Jesus was nailed to the cross.
在那里也记得说，耶稣知道各样事已成，为要使经上的话应验，然后底下就说，我渴了。
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things that had already been accomplished to fulfill the scriptures, said, I am thirsty. Because these words were already recorded in the Bible. And we see that Lord Jesus, even upon the cross, suffering so greatly, he remembered the Lord's words.
神的话就是神的旨意，叫神的旨意就能够应验成就。
And the Lord's words were the Lord's will, and he wanted to accomplish the Lord's will.
所以我们看见这就是主耶稣神儿子在地上生活的一个目的。
And so we see this is the purpose of the Lord Jesus' life on earth.
所以希伯来书第十章有两次讲到说，我来了是要照你的旨意行。
So the Bible here records twice that.He came to do according to the Lord's will.
我来了要照你的旨意行。
He came to accomplish the will of the Lord.
这是神的儿子在地上整个生活这个目标方向，一切都是为了遵行神的旨意。
These are the purpose of the Lord's life to accomplish the will of Him who sent Him.
所以在第四章里面，他也说了一句话。
So in John chapter 4 it says,
他对他门徒说，我的食物就是遵行那差我来的旨意，做成他的工。
My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
我们知道食物是我们天天所需要的。
We know that food is something that we need every day.
那就是说我们每天生活行事，我们是不是也能够像主耶稣在那为了遵行那差我来的旨意，为了遵行神的旨意。
Which is to say, every day, can we, like the Lord Jesus, seek to accomplish the will of Him who sent us?
我们的生活，我们行事是不是能叫神的话能够应验成就在我们身上？
As we live our lives, can we, allow the word of the Lord to be accomplished within us?
这弟兄姊妹，这是为什么常说我们需要好好读神的话的一个原因。
And so this is one of the reasons why we say we have to, very carefully study the word of the Lord. Only by reading the Bible can we know what words the Lord has said and what His will is. If we don't know God's word and His will, then when we live our lives, we'll live according to our own will. But the Lord Jesus was not like this.
主耶稣熟悉神的话。
Lord Jesus was very familiar with God's word.
所以他每一件所做每一件事情，他每一个行动都是为了叫神的话能够应验成就。
Every action that he took was to ensure God's word was accomplished.
他整个生活是行在神的旨意的里面。
His entire life was within God's will.
所以我们看见主耶稣在那里。即使面对这样非常危险的一个场合的时候，他仍然要叫神的话，像他自己曾经说过话，然后应验。
And so even in these dangerous circumstances, everything that he did and said was to ensure that God's word was accomplished.
那在这个时候，看见另外一个人就是彼得。
And here we see a second person, which is Peter.
彼得在那里拿出一把刀来，在那要保护。
And so Peter here drew forth the sword to protect the Lord.
就把那个大祭司的仆人耳朵砍掉了。
And he cut off the right ear of the slave of the high priest.
耶稣对他说，说刀入鞘吧。
And the Lord Jesus said to Peter, put the sword into the sheath.
我父所赐给我父所给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？
The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?
虽然这是一个苦杯。
Certainly this cup is bitter.
但是他知道这是父给他的。
But he knows that this is what the Father has given to him.
是父给他，他怎么能够不喝呢？
If the Father gave it to him, how could he not drink it?
虽然是个苦杯，但是因为是神的旨意，最神的旨意一定是最好的一个旨意。
Even though the cup is bitter, it was given to him by the Lord, and therefore is the Lord's will, and it is the Lord's will.
因为这个旨意是最终要把人带到神面前来。
Because the end result of this will is for to bring man before God.
因为这个旨意最终所成就的是一个叫人得祝福、得美好的事情。
Because the end result is for man to be blessed and to receive good things.
所以我们看见主耶稣在这里一再显出他这个顺服生命，一个美丽非常尊贵的生命。
And so here we see the Lord Jesus exhibiting his obedient life, which is so beautiful.
在路加福音那里告诉我们说，主耶稣就摸了那人的耳朵，就把他治好了。
And Luke tells us that the Lord Jesus placed his hand upon his ear and healed him.
从这些动作里面，我们看见主耶稣这样生命是怎么样一种生命。
So from these actions, we see the kind of life the Lord Jesus had.
他是怎样对待这些仇敌？
How he treated these enemies.
所以在登山马太福音第五章那个所谓的登山宝训里面，他这样教导门徒说。
And so in Matthew chapter 5, in the Sermon upon the Mount, he taught the disciples this.
要为爱你们仇敌，为逼迫你们祷告。
Just love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
这样就可以做天父的儿子。
And then you can be sons of the Heavenly Father.
因为父叫日头照好人也照歹人。
Because the Lord causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good.
降雨给义人也给不义的人。
And sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
所以我们看见在这里，这个拉撒勒耶稣，他就是天父儿子最好一个标明。
So we see this Jesus of Nazareth is this greatest demonstration of the Son of God.
他像父那样完全。
He is like the Father, perfect.
他对彼得说：“收刀入鞘吧。”
He said to Peter, "Put away your sword in the sheath."
在马太福音那边告诉我说。他说：“你想我不能求父现在为我差十二营的天使来吗
？”And Matthew records, "Do you not think that I can appeal to my Father, and He will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?"
他是可以求父差遣天使来保护他、拯救他。
She can call for angels to come and protect him and save him.
他没有
，But he didn't.
若是这样的话，经上所说的事情必须如此。怎么能应验呢？若是这样的话呢，经上所说的那些事情怎么能够应验呢？
If the Bible said these things, how could they?
他所注意到的是神的话是不是能应验成就
？If these are God's words, how could they not be fully accomplished?
那我们看彼得。他不过是一个血气之勇就是了。
Let us consider Peter.
他这边好像是在保护主，但事实上他是在跟男主神旨意的成就应验。
He was someone who seemed to be hindering God's will at this time.
他在叫神的话不能应验。
How can he?The will of God.
我们看见这个血气之勇是不能够经起环境的考验，特别在这个黑暗掌权时刻。
He could not see the circumstances he was in, especially in the time where the power of darkness reigned.
底下 就讲到彼得三次在后跟主。
And here records three times Peter denied the Lord.
四卷福音书都记载主事先对彼得说，在鸡叫以前你要三次不认我。
And all the Gospels record that the Lord Jesus said to Peter, before the sun, the rooster crows, you will deny me three times.
但是当时彼得对主耶稣说。
But then Peter then said to the Lord,
他非常有信心，非常有把握，这样说，我同你下监可以同你跟你同死，我都甘心。
Peter replied to the Lord, I am with you to prison and to death.
我总不能不认你。
I will never deny you.
是彼得这么说。
Not only did Peter say this.
圣经告诉我说，众门徒都这样说。
The Bible records that all the disciples said this.
但是当主被捉了以后，我看到那些门徒都跑掉了。
We see that after the Lord Jesus was arrested, all the disciples fled away.
但是在这里告诉我们说，彼得他没有逃掉，似乎好像他比其他门徒的确是勇敢的。
And we see here, the Bible records that Peter did not flee. It seems that he is a little bit braver than the other disciples.
他隐隐的跟着耶稣，然后一同进到大祭司的院子里面。
He followed the Lord at a distance and entered into the high priest's courtyard.
结果在那里一个小小使女对他说，你不是也是他门徒吗？
And there, a slave girl said, aren't you one of his disciples?
类似同样话问了三次。
And similar question was asked to him three times.
他都说我不是。
And he replied, I am not.
第三次甚至在化作启示说不认识这个人。
And at the third time, he complained, I don't know this person at all.
所以当他第三次说完以后呢，圣经告诉我们说，立时鸡就叫了。
And as soon as he finished saying this, the Bible records that the rooster crowed.
什么叫做鸡就叫了呢？
What does it mean that the rooster crowed?
就是天亮了。
It means that the sun is.Rose.
我记得我小时候说我们家里后院的是我妈妈养了一些鸡。
I remember when I was young, my mother raised some chickens in our backyard.
所以当天亮的时候，那个公鸡都会叫。
And so when the sun rises, the roosters will begin crowing.
所以那时候小时候比较贪睡，鸡叫的时候，我妈说：“哎，鸡都叫了，天都亮了，快起来吧。”
And so I remember when I was young and sleeping.Whenever the roosters crowed, my mom would say, look, the sun is up, the roosters are crowing, time to get out of bed.
所以鸡叫之前呢，那表明那是一个黑暗的时候。
Before the rooster crows, it means that time is a time of darkness.
等到鸡叫的时候，天才亮了。
When the rooster crows, that means the day has become light.
所以为什么在这鸡叫之前，彼得在那里会一再的三次的在否认主呢？
So why is it that before the rooster crows, that Peter would deny the Lord three times?
因为是黑暗掌权的时候。
Because that time was when the power of darkness reigned.
所以彼得不需要面对一个极大逼迫。
And so Peter needed this kind of breaking.
只是一个小小的使女一句话他就跌倒了呀。
Just a small slave girl, with these words, Peter stumbled.
马可福音记载这件事情的时候又有点不太一样。
When the Gospel of Mark recorded this, it was a little different.
在马可福音十四章那里主耶稣对彼得说，今夜鸡叫两遍之先你要三次不认我。
It says, before the rooster crows,
鸡叫两遍
twice, you will deny me three times.
第一次彼得第一次否认主的时候
the first time the Lord, Peter denied the Lord.
在马可福音那里告诉我们说呢，鸡就叫了。
It says the rooster crowed once.
啊，在还连续两次否认主。
And then he denied the Lord two more times.
鸡就叫第二遍。
And then the rooster crowed a second time.
然后他就想起主耶稣对他所说的话，说鸡叫两遍之前，你要三次不认我。
And then Peter remembered how Jesus said to him, before a rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And then he left and cried. Why is this record in the Gospel of Mark a little different from the other Gospels? As I was considering this, I think I received a bit of understanding.
好像彼得第一次否认主的时候,
as Peter denied the Lord the first time,
鸡叫了,
the rooster crowed once.
鸡叫这个叫却没有把彼得唤醒过来.
This first call didn't seem to wake Peter up.
似乎的确鸡叫天也亮了.
Truly, when the rooster crowed, the sun had already risen.
好像他在那受了一点光照.
And that the light was shining upon him a little.
但他紧接着呢, 连续两次在否认主.
But what happened was that he continued to deny the Lord two times in a row.
然后鸡才第二次叫呀.
And then the rooster crowed a second time.
这一次呢, 才真正把彼得叫醒了.
And the second time, Peter finally awoke.
这次光照更深一点就把他 本相显出来,
and the sun shined upon him even stronger, and it revealed to him who he really was.
所以当鸡叫第二次的时候呢, 他就想起主耶稣对他所说话, 然后他就出去痛哭了.
And when the rooster crowed a second time, he remembered what the Lord said to him, and then he left and went to weep bitterly.
所以弟兄姊妹师父这也是常常讲到我们一些属灵的经历.
And so this is often something that we experience in our spiritual life.
有时候我们在属灵生活上好像有时候一点软弱失败甚至跌倒的时候,
when we experience weakness and stumble and sin,
然后神也借圣灵在那边给我们一点光照.
And the Lord, through the Spirit, would shine a little bit of light upon
him. 好像要再来要把他呼唤这样,
it's as if the rooster crowed once to wake us up. But we didn't wake.
我们继续犯罪, 我们继续失败, 继续跌倒.
We continue to sin and stumble and fall.
然后等到鸡第二次叫的时候呢,
and only when the rooster crows the second time, and then we would finally awaken. And we'll see that we ourselves are truly weak and corrupt. Peter was weak and he would fall. But when the rooster crowed a second time, he knew he had to wake up. And we often think, you know, Peter denied the Lord three times, but we ourselves are not better than Peter. Even though the first time the rooster crowed, it did not wake him. But by the second time, it woke him.
但常常在我身上也许鸡叫第三次第四次我都还没有醒过来.
But in our own lives, the rooster may crow a third time, a fourth time,
wake up yet.
And we continue to sin and stumble and fall and displease the Lord.
圣灵光照我们一次两次三次好像没办法把我们这个人让我们看见自己的光景如何.
The Holy Spirit may shine its light on us continually, and we still will not see who we truly are, understand who we are.
在神面前实在没有什么可夸耀的.
And so none of us really have anything to boast about before the Lord.
我们不如彼得实在太多了.
We truly are just so can't live up to even Peter.
因为的确这是一个黑暗掌权的一个时候.
Because this is a time where the power of darkness is great.
所以我们才是要更多的警醒.
So we have to be even more awake.
若是我们不警醒的话, 一点小小事情我们就落下去.
Because if we're not awake, then even a smallest thing would cause us to stumble and fall.
就像彼得一样。
Just like Peter.
不过是一个小小使女，一句话说你不是也是他门徒吗？他就没办法承认耶稣。
And even this small slave girl who said, "Aren't you one of his disciples?" And he could not admit to belonging to the Lord.
所以这都是提醒我们。
So this reminds us.
不需要很大事情，我们才会失败跌倒。
It doesn't take a great thing to cause us to stumble and fall.
只要一点小小事情，我们就失败了。
It takes just a small thing for us to fail.
因为这实在是个极深黑暗掌权的一个时代。
Because it's the time where the power of darkness reigns. But we thank the Lord.
即使彼得失败非常彻底。
Even though Peter failed in such a way.
到二十一章，主重新把他挽回过来。
In chapter 21, the Lord Jesus restored him.
恢复他的信心。
And restored his faith.
并且把牧羊群羊的责任托在他身上。
And gave him the responsibility of being the shepherd.
感谢主，这就是我们主耶稣基督神的儿子。生命的一个表现。
We thank the Lord that this is the expression of the life of the Lord Jesus.
然后后面我们看主耶稣就被带到大祭司那里受审判。
And see the following verses, we see the Lord Jesus being taken before the high priest.
在公会面前，在那些长老、文士这些宗教领袖面前受审判。
And he was judged before the high priests and the Pharisees and scribes.
我们知道这个审判是关系到 是一个宗教审判。
So we know that this is a religious judgment.
因为在那里他们审判用来控告他审判事情都是讲到律法事情讲到神的事情。
And what they were accusing him of were all things belonging to the law. And
在马太马可福音当中记载说他们在那控诉他说他是拆毁圣殿的。然后三日还要再把它建立起来。
And we know that they accused him using this, that he said, "I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days."
他自称是神的儿子。
And even though he was the son of God,
他说了健忘话，他说了亵渎神明的话。
And they were accusing him of things that were going against the Lord.
这些都是关系到宗教事情。
These are all religious matters.
他们用许多假见证来控告耶稣。
And they use many false witnesses to accuse him.
但是在马太马可福音那里告诉我说，耶稣什么都不答，一句都不回。
Matthew and Mark record that he did not answer them a single word.
他们吐唾沫，也摸在他脸上，用拳头打他，他也不好看，他默默接受这些人无理的对待。
They spit on his face and they struck him.With their fists, and the Lord Jesus silently bore all of their contempt.
但是在约翰福音十八章记载主耶稣受死的时候，和其他三卷福音是完全不一样的表现。
But the expression of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 18 is completely different from the other Gospels.
表面好像是这些宗教人物在审判他。
When all of these religious leaders were accusing him.
事实上是神的儿子这个尊贵的荣耀神在那审判这些宗教人物。
And while they were accusing him, it seemed that the glorious Lord was actually judging them.
在这里大祭司就以耶稣的门徒和他的教训来盘问他。
And so the high priest used his teachings to question him.
我们看主耶稣怎么样回答那个态度那个表现跟其他福音书完全不同的记载。
So, we see Jesus' attitude towards their questioning is completely different from the other.
我刚刚提到说在其他福音书记载主耶稣受审的时候他是什么话都不答除了讲到他问他说你是神的儿子的时候他才说我是。
And the other Gospels record that Jesus bore their accusation silently, and only when they asked him if he was the Son of God did he reply, "I am."
的确，在那里好像，的确，主耶稣在那里受审判，受审问。
And it seems in those Gospels that Jesus was being judged.
但是在这里，主耶稣不是这样的态度。
But here in John, Jesus did not have this attitude.
主耶稣回答大祭司说, 我从来是明明地对世人说, 我常在会堂和殿里, 就是犹太人聚集的地方, 教训人, 我在暗地里并没有说什么。
And Jesus replied to them, I have spoken openly to the world. I always taught in the synagogues and in the temple where all the Jews come together, and I spoke nothing in secret.
21节更是说, 你为什么问我呢? 可问那些听见的人, 我对他们说是什么呢?
Why do you question me? Question those who have heard what I spoke to them. They know what I said.
这弟兄姊妹,我刚才注意到, 是主耶稣在访问他们,
We see here that it is Jesus who is questioning them.
你为什么这样问我呢? 你可以去问那些听见的人。
Why do you question me? You can question those who have heard me.
我所说他们都知道。
What I spoke, they all know.
底下, 主耶稣说这个话以后呢, 旁边有一个差役就用手掌打他, 说这是大祭司, 你不知道这是大祭司的吗?
And when he said this, one of the officers standing there struck Jesus, saying, Is that the way you answer the high priest?
耶稣说, 我若说了不是, 你可以指证了, 那不是, 我若说了是, 你为什么打我呢?
And Jesus answered him, If I have spoken wrongly, testify the wrong, but if rightly, why do you strike me?
我们看主耶稣在这里访问他们, 他们无话可答。
And we see here the Lord Jesus was questioning them, and they had no answer.
所以我们看见主耶稣在这个受审里面实在不是人在审判他，乃是他在那审判这些人。
We see here Jesus is not being accused by the or judging being judged by the high priest and others, but Jesus is judging them.
他显出他这个儿子，神儿子那个尊贵威严的生命。
He is demonstrating that the glorious and honorable life of the Son of God. And when he was being judged by Pilate, it was the same. And so before Pilate, he was being judged by a law, by the law.
因为在那里讲到一个做王的事情，讲到一个国的问题。
And in there, their questions were about being a king and rulership.
这是一个政治上的问题。
And so this is a civil matter.
彼得拉多问他说，你是犹太人王吗？
And so Pilate asked him, Are you the king of the Jews?
主耶稣怎么回答他呢？
And so how did Jesus reply to them?
是你自己说的，还是别人问我对你说的呢？
Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?
我们看是主耶稣在访问他，是主耶稣在审问他。
It is, we see here that Jesus is the one questioning Pilate.
就彼得都说，我岂是犹太人呢？你本国的人，何其是敢把你交给我？
And Pilate answered, I am not a Jew. Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me.
我们看彼得都好像有点受委屈。 说我又不是犹太人，是你们的人把你交给我的。
And so we see Pilate saying, you know, I'm not a Jew. Your own people gave you over to me.
主耶稣对他说，比方说问他说，你做什么？耶稣说，我的国不属这个世界，我的国若属这个世界，我的臣仆必要征战。
And so Pilate continued to ask, what have you done? And Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting.
耶稣很清楚地让彼得都知道。
Jesus was very clear in letting Pilate know.
他不是真正要做地上这个王。
He wasn't here to be a king on this earth.
他的国不是属于这个世界的国。
Kingdom did not belong to this world.
不是一个天国，是一个属灵的国。
His kingdom was a heavenly kingdom, a spiritual one.
若他国是属世界的话，他臣仆就为要起来为他征战。
And so, if his kingdom was earthly, then his servants would be fighting.
所以弟兄姊妹在这里，我们也可以很清楚看见。
So here, brothers, we can clearly see.
从主耶稣，从福音书里面记载，让我们可以看见，主耶稣来到地上，不是要推翻罗马帝国。
We see that when Jesus came to earth, it was not to overthrow the Roman rule.
虽然当时犹太是在罗马的人的辖制底下。
Even though the Jews were under the rule of the Romans,
他也不是要来改革政治制度。
He was not there to change the political environment.
甚至当时也有奴隶制度。
And even though,
奴隶。
There were slaves.
主耶稣也不是要来指责说这个制度是不对的，人在神面前应该是都是平等的。
He was not there to set free all the slaves, saying, you know, this is before the Lord, everyone should be equal.
我们看后面讲了一个腓利门书，有一个奴仆从他主人家当中逃出来，结果后来他信了主。
We see later in Philemon, there's a slave who fled his master's home, and then he became a believer.
他又打发那个奴仆说：“你要回到你主那里去。”
And so Paul told him that you have to return to your master.
主耶稣没有说这个奴隶制度是不对的，你不需要回去，你已经得自由了，你跑掉赢自由了。
The Lord didn't say, you know.The slavery system is wrong. Yeah, you've already escaped slavery. You don't have to go back.
所以这些都让我们看见主耶稣来到地上，不是要改革、改变这个外面这个世界的各种制度。
So we see the reason the Lord came down to earth was not to change these outward systems.
主来到地上啊，是要把一个生命赐给人。
He came to give a life to the people.
只有人改变了外面，不管是制度，人看为好，看为不好。
Only when the people change, regardless of whether the systems outside seem to be good or bad,
那问题就不大了。
Then the problems would not be as great.
即使现在外面制度非常健全、非常完整，但是人是若是不对的话
，Even if the systems are great and perfect, if the people are not perfect,
它会破坏那个制度。
They will break those systems.
这是我们今天在地上所看见。各种的情形。
And these are the what we can see today.
这地方我们可以看见神的国不在这个地上，因为地上国有一天都要过去。
And so we see the Lord's kingdom is not on earth because all the kingdoms on earth will pass away one day.
我们不要想要改变这个政治制度、这个社会制度、这些许多制度。
We don't want to seek to change, you know, the social or political systems.All these systems as well.
我们实在不愿意来提到政治的事情。
We're not talking about political issues.
神的家只能讲属灵的事情，讲神的事情。
God's kingdom can only be spoken of in spiritual terms and the Lord's kingdom.
但是今天也有一些基督徒热衷于政治。
And we know that there are many Christians today who have this heart for justice.
不仅他不能改变制度
，Not only can they not change the systems，
是这个政治改变了他
，But these systems will change them，
让他没有办法再维持真理，持守真理
，That they will no longer be able to stand firm on the truth。
圣经只告诉我们说，我们要为君王在上的掌权，在上的祷告。
The Bible tells us that we have to pray for those who are for the kings and those in authority。
好像我们能够尽情端正平安的度日子。
That we may live peaceful lives.
就是今天社会非常动荡不安，我们也没办法好机会服侍，是不是
？Because if the outside world is not at peace, we will no longer be able to gather together.
去年暑假说香港有很大的动乱。
And we know that last summer there were these great protests in Hong Kong.
就在那里的教会呢，弟兄姊妹晚上不敢出去聚会，聚会都停止。
And we know that so the brothers and sisters there were afraid to go attend services at night.
因为这是黑暗掌权的时代。
Because the power of darkness reigned then.
只要人悔改归向主。
Only when people repented and turned back to the Lord.
人改变了。
When people change.
不在乎外面制度是怎样。
No matter what the outward systems are.
人改变自然而然他是遵神的旨章行事为。
And only when people change and they are following the Lord's will.
所以主耶稣曾经说，该杀的物归给该杀，神的物归给神。
So the Lord Jesus said, that which belongs to Caesar, render unto Caesar. And what belongs to the Lord, to the, give that to the Lord.
该杀的物，我就归给该杀吧。
Those things that belong to Caesar, we'll give to Caesar.
圣经也告诉我们说，为了良心的缘故，我们要顺服在上掌权的。
And so, according to our conscience, we have to, obey those who are in authority.
为了主的缘故，我们顺服这些制度。
And for the Lord's purpose, we have to, listen to them.
除非他们这样违背神的旨意，行那些神旨意不允许的事情。
Unless they tell us to do something that is against the Lord's will.
我们可以拒绝，但是我们不是去反抗。
Then we can refuse, but we aren't, trying to, fight them.
从有许多那些被抓到监狱里面的那些圣徒。
As those many saints who are arrested and thrown into prison.
他们宁愿被抓，他们不是起来反对反抗。
They were arrested, but they didn't rise up and
他们为了信仰，为了主缘故，他们下监牢，甚至殉道。
For the Lord's sake, they were arrested and some even martyred.
他们不是起来。
They didn't rise up to try to overthrow them.
因为他们知道一切权柄都从神而来。
Because they knew all authority came from the Lord.
审判外人是不是我们的责任？
To judge these outsiders is not our responsibility.
神自然会审判他们。
The Lord Himself will judge them.
这是保罗在哥林多前书第五章所告诉我们。
This is what Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 5.
我们只要叫世人要悔改，相信主耶稣基督。
We only need to tell all people to repent and turn to the Lord.
人若不悔改，有一天审判会临到他们身上。
And if they don't repent, one day judgment will come upon them.
哇，这就是今天教会的一个责任。
So this is the responsibility of the church today.
告诉人说，天国近了，你们要悔改。
To tell the people that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以我们看主耶稣在这个黑暗掌权的时候，他在那里被捉拿，在受审判的时候。
So we see here when the power of darkness reigned, and the Lord Jesus was arrested and being tried.
一再显出这个神儿子生命那种尊贵、那种荣耀、那个美丽、那种丰盛。
So he demonstrated the honor and glory of the life of the Son of God.
同样，今天我们处在这个黑暗掌权时代。
So likewise today, when we're living in this time where the power of darkness reigns.
我们看主耶稣在地上他是如何行，我们跟随他的脚踪去。
We see how the Lord Jesus walked.So we have to follow his footsteps and walk.
这是我们该尽的一个本分。
And this is what we ought to do.
这是我们该学习的一个态度。
This is the attitude from which we ought to learn.
我们求神恩待我们。
May ask the Lord to be gracious to us.
的确，我们从约翰福音里面许多记载，的确很多地方和其他三卷福音是很大不同。
And even though the Gospel of John seems very different from what was recorded in the other three Gospels.
因为《约翰福音》的主题就是神的儿子，要彰显这神儿子的生命是怎么样的生命。
Because the theme of the Gospel of John is to demonstrate the life of the Son of God.
即使在这个黑暗掌权时代，那儿子的生命能够显明出来。
And even in this time where the power of darkness reigns, that the Lord Jesus is able to demonstrate the life of the Son of God.
我求神恩待我，就讲到这里。
We ask the Lord to be gracious to us, and this concludes my sharing.
请弟兄带我们做结束祷告吗？请那个 Justin。
We ask our brother Justin to conclude us in a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。Oh God, we thank you for speaking your words to us this morning.
我们感谢你今天早晨向我们说话。
We thank you for giving us your life within us, Lord.
主啊，感谢你把你的生命放在我们里头。
We just pray that, even during this period of great darkness in the world, that you help us to be completely faithful and obedient to your will.
主，当我们活在这个黑暗的时代当中，求你赐给我们力量， 让我们能够因信得胜。
So that your glory, Lord, and your life may be revealed to the world.
好让你的荣耀跟你的旨意能够在世界当中彰显。
So we do just truly pray this morning for this simple, faithful heart.
主啊，所以我们今天早晨我这个简单的祷告，求你赐给我们这个简单的信心。
And we just thank you for this daily outpouring of grace and mercy upon us.
主啊，你每天赐给我们足够的恩典，我们实在感谢你。
Just thank you again for your word this morning, and we pray this all in the name of Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们感谢你今天早晨向我们说话，我们祷告奉耶稣得胜的名求，阿门。
Amen.